Well, it's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome back Cayucas. Both Zach and Ben are sitting here with me. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us back.
It's always fun. The last time you were here, the first time you were here, it's great to know that, you know, you are alums of CSUN. It always means something to us, the fact that, well, A, you know how to find the joint. That's big.
Yeah.
And B, hopefully that, you know, you picked up a few things when you were here that, you know, help you as you go on into a career in music and the arts. And certainly we celebrate that fact, and we celebrate the fact that your new album, Dancing at the Blue Lagoon, is coming out this week. It appears to me, in listening to the record, it almost seemed like you made an intentional and a conscious decision that each track was going to have a certain color and identity. Am I hearing that right?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that's just the way we write songs, is that it's just each song is kind of a different thing. And then hopefully when it's all finished, it makes sense as an album. But yeah.
It tied to get, like, there wasn't a song, like, there wasn't a song though that didn't feel like it was a part of the whole. Ditches Weir was the one where we're kind of like, we're working on over and over again to make it feel more of a album song.
I told myself that I won't end up down in the ditches. See, I lit the match and I watched the fire burn through the town we grew up in. Suburbia, you left us peering up over fences. Off a diving board, jackknife into the deep end. Whoa. The empty lots filled with parking spots. Yeah, we were bored. The memories, not yet forgotten, sing but don't wash away. They won't flicker out. They're lurking in the dark at the end of the day. Oh, the dog is slow.
There's a few songs where there's more of an overt, you know, it represents a part of California. And that song in particular, I found it from the philosophical side to be, oh yeah, there's the other side of that sunny golden place.
Yeah, exactly. Because that song is kind of about the suburbs where we grew up in Northern California. I mean, not that California has anything to do with it, but it's just kind of, that was one song that we were just like, wait, is this Cayucas? You know, this feels kind of different.
Right from the first track on, I was hearing different colors and different flavors on the record and going, in a sense, this is good to see in what we'll call a sophomore album, a second album, because it shows bands going to explore a few different ideas, a few different colors, different palettes that you're going to be working with. And that's where I started to notice increasingly as I went through the record, I went, this is good. They're stretching their wings on this record. You know, coming to see Sun Paid Off, they've got a diverse musical vocabulary.
Yeah. Well, I think
we were at our best musicianship at that point, and then we kind of trailed off a little bit. But
you know, that's rock and roll. Yeah, you know, you're just describing rock. That's okay. Yeah.
But yeah, I think we want to evolve as songwriters, and there's a lot of albums out there that have a very clear, you know. Maybe the drum pattern is the same all the way through. It's like, you know, it's kind of, there's a lot of great albums out there where it's just all kind of in the same thingy. And we like to just have different stuff on, you know, song by song, really.
Cosmonaut, the ruined lighthouse, a lantern lit, saying goodbye, moony-eyed walrus, large fangy teeth. He talked about the sea, neath the willowy marsh, it was you and I. Off into the hills, hung amongst the branches of the trees, casting shadows on those below, darkened into gloomy shade of green. The back of a stegosaurus, and your arms are tired. Sand dunes are spiking up. The brights are brighter. The heights are so much higher. Drippy goon looking highly ferocious. His giant eyes are bulging from his head. The batwing cave in the poisonous vein, stuck in the darkness. Try not to wind up dead. Off into the hills, hung amongst the branches of the trees, casting shadows on those below, dark and dingy, a gloomy shade of green.
I wanna see, I wanna see, I wanna see.
snow door, back from Bora Bora, jumps in head first row, the whitewashed tooth is shown, and you saw him painting him ball, come crashing down the falls, you saw him somersault, getting down to the ocean floor. Down bad, no shit. He went from songs to suit, was tagging there and set without a t-shirt on. Phenom, phenomenon. In the water, they'll neck, leaving Saskatchewan. Swimsuit counter on the wall, deflated basketball. Limbo said you don't know, no holes they can't say go. Got dirty laundry on the floor, got piled up against the door.
It's hard to get away from any record that tries to reflect how it feels living in California without thinking of Brian Wilson, and particularly some of the later work, the
yeah.
Surf's Up era work of the Beach Boys, where they were saying, you know, it's not all fun and sun.
Mm-hmm.
There's another part.
A darker like album cover.
Yeah.
But I think, and that might just be what was inside Brian Wilson's head. But you will always have, and we're totally okay with a California label and we embrace it, but you know, it's not, you know, like a Surf's Up. It wasn't technically like a California album.
That wasn't fun or California yeah. Girls. Not yeah. in the least.
But I think, and I hope to get to that place one day, but for now we kind of like, you know, we're embracing the California vibes and even like, you know, a song like Dancing at Blue Lagoon on our album isn't a California song, but it's still, people will just be like, oh, it's, you know, like sun-drenched California beach vibes.
Like Blue Lagoon. Oh, they got to be singing about California because yeah. they
Which
have
be
Blue
a Hawaiian
Lagoons.
Song,
Which is totally cool, and we like that. But yeah, and you hope to one day get to like a surf shop or, you know, something.
Drag your finger down the long list, past the Rosenthal's and Van Blankenship's, hear the footsteps coming down the hall. Bronze and silver medals hung on the wall, and the punches thrown in the air. Phantom punches if nobody's standing there. And the letter finally comes, unsealed envelope, cause you've won. But you've lost a thousand times before. It wasn't over. Now sometimes it seems there's no explanation. It's just because you could be a champion. Left to uppercut, if only for the night. I feel your feet lift up the pavement, above the two-story houses, you taking flight.
We do want everyone to know that the album is out. They will be back at the El Rey on August 14th, and it is great to have you back. We really do. The fact that you guys, you know, had a fight for parking spaces here and get CSUN, it's cool when you come back, because we just want to champion you and celebrate that you continue to grow and evolve as musicians, and we're proud of you. So thanks for coming by, and keep going, because we'll have your back. You know that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for all your support.
You got it. It's Cayucas Live on 88.5 KCSN.